CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Stop your crying. Get your foot up here.
It's bleeding.
Yes, you're telling me. Look at the kitchen floor.
Hello?
Oh, there's Daddy home. Now, you want me to think you're a brave girl, don't you? Stop your sniffling. Let me get this wrapped up.
Hey, come on out. I got a surprise for you.
Well, we can't come right now. Betsy stubbed her toe, and I'm putting something on it.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
I can't help it, dear. I told her to wear her sandals, but she keeps going barefooted.
No. Look at this. Would you just rip my coat on that darn nail in the garage?
Oh, honestly, well, don't wear it. Set it on the chair. I'll see if I can mend it somewhere.
What's the surprise, Daddy?
Well, you see, Harry Perkins is going to be gone this month, and he let me have his outboard motor for the boat.
Oh, gee, can we have a ride?
Why, sure we can, right now.
No, not right now. Dinner's practically ready. I've got everything on the stove.
Well, turn it down. We'll only ride out a ways and come right back, huh?
Oh, you're so late getting home now, dear.
I know, but look, if we wait until after dinner, it'll start getting dark. Come on. Where's Aunt Effie? Her feelings will be hurt if she doesn't have a ride, too.
She's not even here. She went to a church supper with Mrs. Houston.
Oh, well, fine. That's good. Then there won't be too many in the boat, which is probably better. All right, come on.
Please, sure.
Come on. It'll take a mind off her stubbed toe, huh?
Yes.
You two go. I can't leave Bobby anyhow.
Look, so take Bobby along.
Oh,
he'll love it. Come on. I've got my apron on. Never mind who's going to see you now.
Don't.
Come on. Turn the fires off under the food. That's all. Oh, pick up Bobby and
honey.
Let's go.
Break it, crush it, drown it, but don't burn it. That's a good thing to remember when you're walking or picnicking in the woods this summer. Break your matches in two. Crush out all cigar, cigarette, and pipe ashes, and stir and drown all campfires. Not once, but twice. And that way you'll be sure you're not burning up our valuable forests. Forest fires cost millions of dollars annually in lost timber, destroyed homes, and soil erosion, not to mention the lives and property they endanger. This would be bad enough if these fires were unavoidable. What's so terrible is they needn't happen, because most forest fires are caused by human carelessness. Let's all work together to preserve our woods and forests. Obey fire safety laws when you're in the woods. And when you're driving through a wooded area, flick your cigarette butts into the car ashtray, not out of the window. Do your part to keep America green so we can all enjoy and benefit from our forests. Only you can prevent forest fires.
Well, how about it? You like it, Betsy?
Oh, yes, Daddy, I love it. Oh.
Doctor, we're going out very far.
Oh, this isn't far.
I think we ought to start back. Dear, I think we ought to start back.
Why?
Turn the boat around and start back.
Yeah, we will, pretty soon.
Our dinner's going to be ruined. Besides, we didn't even lock up the house, you know.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it.
Daddy?
Yes?
What's over on that little island?
On the island? Well, nothing, honey.
Does somebody live there?
No, darling, nobody lives there. No, it's too small.
Could we go over there and see it? Please, Daddy.
Oh, would you like to? Sure.
Where are you going now?
Well, Betsy wants to go over and see the island.
The island? That's much too far. Don't go over there now. Dear?
I can't hear you, honey.
Oh, yes, you can.
Well, look, darling, it won't take long. Then we'll start right back.
Oh,
honest,
honey, look,
oh,
dear.
Come on. Relax. Enjoy the ride.
Now,
don't worry. She can't wander very far. It's a dinky little island.
I don't think we should have gotten out of the boat at all, dear. Really, I don't. Yes. Don't you have to anchor the boat or something? What if it floats off? We'll be stranded. There are no houses here.
Hurry, please. I tied the boat to that tree.
Well, I see that, but shouldn't there be an anchor or something? What if the rope breaks?
What's the matter with you, anyhow? Why don't you enjoy yourself? Look at Bobby, honey. He's having a fine time, and Betsy just loves it.
Well, we just walked off and left the door. You know, the house wide open, honey. We didn't lock a single door. I only turned the oven down under the meatloaf. I didn't turn it off. And Goodness knows why. I mean, I thought we were going to be out in the boat 10 minutes, darling. We've already been gone an hour, and here I am in my apron and everything.
Darling, nobody can see you. Okay, we'll go, we'll go. All right, come on. Whatever. Come on, Betsy. Mommy wants to go, so we're leaving. Now, now look, I'll hold the boat while you get in,
right.
And then I'll hand Bobby to you.
Yeah, give me a hand. All right, now. Hold it.
Yeah, it's all right.
All I need to fall in.
Yeah. Watch it now.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I am.
Oh.
Yeah, just a second.
All right.
Wait a minute. Wait. Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, always step in the middle of a
boat. I know.
Boat,
yeah, I know.
All right.
Now hand Bobby to me.
Yeah, okay.
Careful
right.
now. Don't let go of him until I have him.
No, no. Come on, young man. You got him?
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Dad.
Okay, so far.
Betsy,
come on, honey. Hurry up.
Yes, now you sit right by Mom and be very still so we don't rock the boat now.
Gee, being alone on an island is just like Robinson Crusoe, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, come on here. Let Daddy help you, honey. Over we go.
Sit down.
Okay, sit
down. Now. We haven't really explored the island.
Well, we'll come back sometime, honey. I'm afraid there isn't much to explore, though, really. Just some trees and rocks.
Sit down. Now, sit down.
Now then.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Won't it start?
Well. Well, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again.
What if it won't start?
Oh, don't worry. Your daddy will get it started.
Sure. And if worse comes to worse, we can always row back.
With what?
Huh?
I don't see any oars. Didn't you put them in?
Well, I... No, I never thought of it.
Why would they
all right, now, let's not get all excited. We won't need them anyhow. I will get the motor started. Now, then. Oh, what? Sam Hillis, what's the matter with this darn thing? Now. Get out of the way. Out of the way. This log is heavy.
Well, that isn't going to burn. It's damp.
Well, there are darn few pieces of loose wood around here, I'll tell you that.
Why? You didn't look to see if there was enough gas beyond me. No, Bobby. Don't crawl over there into the woods. Come back to Mommy Betsy. Go get Bobby.
Now, listen a minute, will you? Listen. Shh.
What?
Sounds like another motorboat coming by.
Well, they won't see us now. It's practically dark, and when we've waved at the others as they whiz by, they just wave back.
Now, this is perfectly ridiculous. Stranded on this dinky island on a lake,
Bobby.
That's surrounded by houses, you'd think that somebody would
see you. Come on, the house isn't
and...
locked. Our dinner sitting on top of the stove with a meatloaf still in the oven, and the oven is on.
All right, well, somebody will find us. Don't worry.
We have to spend the night here with no food, no blankets, nothing to drink. Thank heavens I fed Bobby early. We're going to be chewed alive by mosquitoes. Really, I don't...
Well, if you'd help look for firewood, we could get a fire going, and there wouldn't be mosquitoes.
Then not to put the oars in. Oh, well, look at Betsy. My goodness, look at all the sticks she found.
Oh, fine, honey. Put them right down here.
It's getting so dark, it's hard to find them.
I know, but isn't it exciting?
Isn't somebody going to rescue us?
Oh, I suppose so. And I was looking forward to a really exciting adventure, weren't you, Daddy?
Why, sure. You bet it is exciting, too. Yes. Just like Robinson Crusoe, huh?
Yeah, frankly, I hope we don't get rescued tonight, because I think it'd be such fun to sleep here under the stars and pretend I'm really stranded on a desert island. Of course, the nice part about pretending is, you know, I know I'll be rescued in the morning, because I'm not sure I'd like to do it all the time, but just once would be such fun. Think of it, Betsy. We don't have to wash our face and hands with soap because we haven't any soap.
And I don't have to brush my teeth.
No, and I don't have to do dishes or even get dinner.
And we can sleep in our clothes.
Yes, just think, we don't have to do anything we're supposed to do. Isn't that wonderful?
Now, look, I don't want you girls to get used to this life, or I won't take you on any more adventures. You behave now when you get home.
Oh. And you know what, Mommy?
What?
Something else.
What?
Because we haven't any food, I don't have to worry about putting my elbows on the table.
Not only that, we haven't any table.
Well, look, we can't all be just like wild savages. There's got to be some organization around here.
Yes,
now
right.
Then, all right. Now, who's the captain of the crew of stranded sailors here?
I am.
Aye, aye, Captain. Right. What are your orders?
Search the island for driftwood, my brave men. And if you see any dangerous-looking people, report back to me. Furthermore, if I see any signs of mutiny, I shall hang you from the nearest plank. Now go.
All right.
Aye,
we got
aye,
our
Captain.
Orders, you bet.
Yes.
You aren't going where I can see you, are you?
No, Captain. We'll look for wood where you can see us. Now, you stay here and keep an eye on our one lazy passenger who seems to have fallen asleep. Here, put my apron over him.
I'll pretend this stick is my spyglass, and I'll be watching for ship.
All right, dear. We'll be right over here, Captain, I mean. Come on, first mate. What's the matter?
Well, three things. First, I love you. Second, thanks for making Betsy feel that this is fun.
Third,
I just discovered I haven't any matches.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Only a network could do it. Only the CBS radio network does. Bring you the winning 7 combination of engrossing daytime serial dramas. Only on a station affiliated with CBS radio can you hear The Romance of Helen Trent, the comedy of Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce as the couple next door, the thrilling dramas of Whispering Streets, the warm-hearted neighborliness of Ma Perkins, the award-winning performances of young Dr. Malone, the light-hearted and always stimulating stories of the second Mrs. Burton, the provocative human problems of Right to Happiness. Every Monday through Friday, millions keep in tune with CBS Radio's Winning 7, the only combination of its kind in radio today, continuing the great tradition for daytime listening that has maintained CBS Radio's leadership on the air throughout the broadcast day. Helen Trent, The Couple Next Door, Whispering Streets, Ma Perkins, Young Dr. Malone, The Second Mrs. Burton, and The Right to Happiness. Enjoy them where they find you, each weekday at this address.
Well, hey, that's not a bad fire, huh?
You wake the children, dear. Sit over here.
See, that's what comes from being a Boy Scout. And an Eagle Scout, too, I might mention. But I never knew it would come in so handy. I didn't think I even remembered.
Well, I guess we can always do things when we have to.
Yeah.
But honestly, wouldn't you think somebody would see the fire on this island and come over here to investigate?
Yeah, whoever sees it probably thinks somebody's having a beach picnic. Yeah. After all, this island is public property.
Yeah, I suppose.
Darling, look, I'm sorry about all this. It certainly is my fault. I admit it.
Oh, well, I'll admit I was mad, but I guess when I talked Betsy into enjoying it, I talked myself into it as well. You know, it is kind of fun. And there's no sense worrying about the house. There's nothing we can do anyhow. You know, so... Oh.
What?
Aunt Effie. I forgot about Aunt Effie. Well, she thinks she'll get home, find the house wide open, dinner ready on the stove, and all of us gone. Why, she'll be frantic.
Oh, golly.
Not only that, but I just thought, you dragged me out of the house so fast I didn't get a chance to wipe up the blood when Betsy stubbed her toe. And if you'll see that...
Yeah, she's probably calling the hospital.
She's probably calling the police.
Oh, God. Look, let's not think about it. Here
no,
we are, and
no.
Here we're stuck, so let's not think about it. Harry Perkins told me that even when the gas gauge on that outboard motor said empty, not to worry about it. He said there was still plenty of gas.
Famous last words.
Yeah.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and Madeline Pierce and is produced by Walter Hart.